This is a story called Say Hi to Yaron. A few years ago, I boarded a flight that changed my life. As I boarded that plane, I now know I was walking away from one version of myself and into another. But at the time, it felt like I was just going to Parsippany. I was in no mood for idle chit-chat on the flight. My seatmate had better shut up and get engrossed in an in-flight magazine and all those lovely trinkets in the SkyMall catalog, or in some inane movie about the father of the bride or a wedding planner starring Steve Martin or Jennifer Lopez. I just wanted some peace and quiet. It had been a hell of a trip so far, and I was in no mood to go to New Jersey. I just wanted to go home. My seatmate was a very large man, a broad-faced wonder, a man whose belly was not to be contained in a too small t-shirt from the Grand Canyon, but poured over into my space instead, over the armrest and into my air, my real estate, my 12B. That's just great. I put on my power suit mask and opened my book, a volume of poems in their original German by Rilke. I used to keep it in my carry-on bag for just such emergencies. And I don't read German, so that gives you some idea. It stopped people in their tracks, usually. Not this time. Grand Canyon man rifled incessantly through a plastic grocery bag he kept between his feet on the floor, then up in his lap, and then down again. The sound was overwhelming, as if the universe had focused its sound boom on that one piece of plastic, amplifying it beyond all measure. I could hear nothing else. Every movement he made moved me too. I was irritated. Suddenly, without any warning, there was a loud explosion from his lap. The large family-sized bag of pretzels he had burst open was thrust before me. I was shocked into silence, only nodding a fierce no and returning to my Rilke. It grew dark as we passed through clouds. Suddenly, large plastic bag Grand Canyon pretzel man reached up and turned on my light for me, still not speaking. Perhaps he is mute. He looks like a larger-than-normal Aleutian. A giant Aleutian mute. That's just great. I don't want to engage. Can large plastic bag Grand Canyon mute Aleutian pretzel man not understand that? I nodded with a forced grin to acknowledge his gentlemanly intrusion. Then it hit me. I had just given a speech to 12,000 people about not judging people by how they look. I determined between sips of Bloody Mary mix, which was actually a Bloody Mary, but my mother's reading the book, so I said Bloody Mary mix. I determined between sips of Bloody Mary mix to be nicer, to reclaim my humanity, to try, dear sweet God, to restore what little karma I had left. When I saw a large plastic bag Grand Canyon mute Aleutian pretzel man taking photos out of the plane window with a disposable Kodak, I made my move. What are you taking photographs of? I asked in that slow, loud, excruciatingly enunciated voice sometimes used for non-English speakers. We don't have rivers this big in Israel, he said slowly in halting English with a beautiful Israeli accent. One of my dearest and wisest friends is from Israel. I turned to face this fabulous voice. Where are you from in Israel? And with that question began a friendship that endures even now, years later. Yaron was a policeman in Netanya, a coastal town in Israel, and he and his police partner had saved their money for 5 years to come on this three-week trip to the United States. But her grandmother had died the week before the trip, and they couldn't get her money back. So Yaron came by himself, and for 3 weeks had probably been the recipient of the same kind of response that I had given him as he traveled around the United States. I've traveled all over the U.S. in these 3 weeks, he told me. I rented a tiny car in Los Angeles and drove to the Grand Canyon. He held his large hands very close together, mimicking how small a steering wheel his budget compact car had. When you stand at the edge of the Grand Canyon, you want to turn to the person next to you and say, "Look, look at that," he said. "I didn't have anybody to turn to." I went to Walt Disney World in Florida, and my video camera broke. I couldn't help myself. I started crying in the middle of the street. One of the workers saw me and gave me this little paper camera so I could take pictures while I was there. "But you know," he said, looking straight at me, "it's not the same. When you see a field of wheat blowing in the breeze, it's so much different than just seeing a still picture of the wheat, isn't it?" It occurred to me I was in the presence of someone with a poet's soul all wrapped up in a policeman's body. "Yes," I answered, "it's very different." So we talk all the way to Newark. When we got there, my client had arranged for a car, but the car wasn't there. So it gave us more time to talk. We went into a coffee shop and talked for a couple of hours. He told me about his fiancée going to the market 3 days before their wedding and being killed by a truck on the way home, his large sausage fingers moving slowly to just under his eyes, where he held them for a moment to serve as log jams for the tears that had collected. He talked about his part-time design business. "You have to see what I got," he said, digging deeply in one of the bags that surrounded his feet. "It is so beautiful." His broad face lit up at the very thought of it. He rooted around a good while. I asked the manager if I could have one because I had never seen anything like it, he said excitedly. And finally, he sat up again, his large hands dwarfing a Shoney's menu. "Isn't this beautiful?" he asked. "Just look at the color." Yaron was planning to take a city bus when we had landed in Newark to find a cousin he had never met to spend the night. This was his last night in the United States, as it turns out. And I was determined to take him to his cousin's house in a cab and not let him go with all these plastic bags of pretzels on a bunch of city buses. So we went outside, and the first guy in the cab line was a very old man driving a cab, and he said, "You need two cabs. It'll cost you $150. You're going in opposite directions. You need to have two cabs." I said, "The man deserves better. We're going to take him to wherever his cousin is. And then I'll go to Parsippany." We got very lost on the way to his cousin's house, which gave us another couple of hours to talk to each other. And then we started backtracking to Parsippany, a city that I believe the cab driver had never been to. It is now 2 a.m., and we had landed at 6 p.m., and I had forgotten to call my husband. And because I'm from the South, I wanted to call and ask my husband, John, if he could MapQuest where we were in relationship to Parsippany. But I didn't want to say it out loud because that would insult the cab driver, right? So I call John, and I'm on the cell phone in the back whispering fervently, "John, I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike." I'm trying to tell him where I am on the New Jersey. And, of course, he's panicked by this point. And all I hear is, "Have you been kidnapped?" He says, "If you've been kidnapped, say the word umbrella." You don't have that code in your house that you say the word umbrella? If you're in my family, you're in trouble. You say the word umbrella. I'm not sure how that would have come up in conversation. We finally did make it to the hotel. Yaron called the next morning to wish me well in my speech. He calls from Israel every Christmas Eve and names all of Santa's reindeer, even though Santa isn't part of his tradition. He stays up late to call us on New Year's Eve. When he found out that John's grandmother, Nana, was a devout Catholic, he sent holy water from the River Jordan for us to give her. "And just so you know, it isn't water from my bathroom," he said. "I made a video of me getting it." "I made a video of me getting it from the River Jordan." Sure enough, the water arrived with a videotape of him driving and filming at the same time. To the River Jordan. He videotaped the River Jordan sign, followed by shaky camera motion, while the video camera was set on a rock, and he ran in front of it. And this is my favorite part of the whole story, bending down with a Fanta bottle. Do you know Fanta? Scooping in holy water. So we got a videotape and a Fanta bottle full of muddy water is basically where we're going. What would I have missed if I hadn't said hello to him? So each of the stories, I ended with a challenge for my two girls and for me. Say hi to your own. You never know when you might be the highlight in a trip, a needed word, a special kindness. You never know when you might find the friend you've needed or the learning that changes everything for you. This wasn't large plastic bag Grand Canyon Mute Aleutian Pretzel Man. This was a real person with a name and a history and stories that make him laugh and cry. He was a who, not a what, just like me.